Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dotun Olutoke. I am from Nigeria. I hold a Bachelor's of Arts degree in English. I'm currently a graduate student in the Department of Community Development in Akita University, where I'm completing a Master's in Community Development degree. My research interest is in coastal community resilience. I work with the community of Ors Abor in Nova Scotia, to better understand how coastal communities in Nova Scotia could be more resilient to the impact of climate change and other socioeconomic dimensions. But more importantly, I am also a current a fellow of the Black Diplomat Academy, which is an organization, an initiative rather, that is designed to address the underrepresentation of Black young professionals in public policy and diplomacy career. And it's my pleasure to be on Mutual Radio. I would like to say that I consider myself privileged to be living in Nova Scotia, which is the birthplace of African presence in Canada. My being in Nova Scotia had brought me in contact with a lot of amazing Black people that are doing wonderful things, and it has also brought me in close connection with history. The legacies, the experiences of Black people in Nova Scotia. The Black Diplomat Academy for me is being a really transformative experience. Being a fellow, the opportunity that the fellowship had given me a lot of experiences. Networking with high-level government officials, learning the rudiments of diplomacy. I've been in contact with ambassadors, high commissioners, top public servants in Global Affairs Canada, and I've also engaged with United Nations representative. But what I've learned also from the Black Diplomat Academy is that the connection I've had with these Black accomplished professionals has inspired me that our story, our reality, our dreams are possible as Black people. We can dream as far as we can. We can achieve enviable things within this community, within this country, and even in the world. So, and also importantly, being in that space with a lot of experienced Black people, I'm talking about my co-fellows, had also inspired me, to strive for a lot of bigger things. Because if you take a look into this group of people that are fellows, they are accomplished people in their own right. We have people from different fields in public policy, in tech, in business, and we have a lot of graduate students too, who are doing really amazing research. So it's a rounded experience. A lot of opportunities that I think would be a diving board to anybody that wants to pursue a career in public policy, in diplomacy. It's a really good opportunity that I think every Black young people, young person that is interested in doing amazing things for our community should be a part of. The Global Black Diplomacy Summit that is currently going on in Toronto, it's a really good platform that is bringing professionals in the corporate, government, and in different fields together, to discuss about what the future of diplomacy should be, and more importantly, the experiences, the creativity, the intelligence of Black people is coming to fore. So my message for everyone is that this is a very good opportunity to, trigger conversations that are necessary, conversations that we chart a way forward in how Black people are regarded, in how we want to move forward within Canada and within the international community. So my message is that we should keep doing what we are doing as Black people, keep striving for excellence. We should keep building our community. We should keep inspiring each other, because I believe that the future of the world is Black. I'm also using this opportunity To reach out to every black young people, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the US, whether you're in Nigeria, whether you're in Ghana, in Botswana, in different parts of the world, in the Caribbeans, that you should look out for the next application for the Black Diplomacy Academy that is coming out. Be a part of this, because I can assure you it will be a transformative experience that you'll never forget.